Filmmaker Richard Linklater is known for making really varied films, from loose comedies like Slacker to that trio of romantic talkfests Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight. It's still safe to say he's never done anything even remotely like his latest film, titled Boyhood, and neither has anyone else, says our critic Bob Mondello.
This is going to sound like the most ordinary of stories, just a boy growing up. What is not ordinary is the way it's told. We meet Mason, rambunctious, giggling, and played by youngster Eller Coltrane.
Down in the street.
We will leave Mason almost 12 years later, slender, tall, a serious young man, and still played by Eller Coltrane. Filmmaker Richard Linklater started filming in 2002 and finished in 2013, shooting just a few days each year, with Ethan Hawke playing Mason's dad, Patricia Arquette playing his mom, and Eller Coltrane living the boy whose boyhood gives this film its title. Initially, little Mason's got a sweetly natural innocence and vulnerability. When his mom, for instance, lets him and his sister Samantha know that they'll be moving to Houston and that Dad's not coming with them.
Do you still love Dad?
I still love your father, but that doesn't mean it was healthy for us to stay together.
What if, after we move, he's trying to find us and he can't?
Well, that won't be a problem. He can call Grandma and she'll tell him, or he can call information. We won't be hard to find.
Dad, meanwhile, does want to be part of their lives, though every weekend when he shows up in his vintage Pontiac GTO to take them out, he's kind of playing catch-up.
Mace, how you been, huh? How was your week?
Pretty good.
Yeah? What you been up to?
Not much.
No? You still hanging with that kid, Joe?
Yeah.
He's still your best friend?
Yeah, I guess.
This dad does not want to be the biological father who gets polite conversation when he drives places and buys stuff, so he pulls the car over and begs.
Talk to me. Samantha, how was your week? I don't know, Dad, it was kind of tough. Billy and Ellen broke up, and Ellen's kind of mad at me because she saw me...
Mason listens to this for a bit, and then establishes that he is his father's son.
But, Dad, I mean, why is it all on us, though? You know, what about you? How was your week? You know, who do you hang out with? Do you have a girlfriend? What have you been up to?
I see your point. So we should just let it happen more naturally, right?
More naturally, and that's just what does happen. Life happens, scripted according to a plan the filmmaker laid out at the beginning, and unscripted according to a plan nature lays out in real time. As mom and dad grow thicker, Mason grows taller, more angular. His face loses its baby fat. And on a camping trip around the film's midpoint, with a casualness that'll likely choke up every parent watching, his voice changes. Now, the usual way to show a kid aging a dozen years in a movie is to use several actors, one for childhood, another for adolescence, a third for late teens. But Linklater's managed something enormously richer and more resonant with what sounds like a stunt until you actually see it. Sure, other characters have grown up on screen in documentaries and on TV shows that hang around forever, but not like this, not sculpted and controlled with a dramatic arc that must have given everyone fits as they filmed across more than a decade, hitting milestones, Mason flirting with a girl at his first job, getting his heart broken at 15, not by her, but by his dad, when he asks why they're cruising in a minivan rather than the GTO.
But I had to sell that.
You what?
Yeah, I had to sell that.
You don't remember?
Remember what?
Really? You said that was gonna be my car when I turned 16.
What? No, I didn't. I never said that.
I remember. I was in third grade, and you were taking me over to Anthony Nadar's house for his birthday, and he was talking about how much he loved your car, and so you were all like, oh, this is gonna be Mason's when he turns 16.
All right, first off, I have no memory of that, all right? Second of all, I would never say that. Never.
Yeah, you did, though.
What?
It seems almost odd to talk of performances when they're as natural and unforced as they are in Boyhood, but let me just say they are wonderful. So are the offhand glimpses the film gives you of a decade's worth of music and video game consoles and cell phones. The picture is so unassuming and understated as it wends its way through a dozen years in the life of this family, in all our lives, really, that you're likely to be surprised at how invested you feel, how proud and conflicted when Mason finally stands on the brink of adulthood. The film gives every appearance of happening the way life does. And the way life does, it makes you care. I'm Bob Mondello.
big man. I just wanna fight with everyone else. You're mad.